This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Juliet Jacobs. The Kuala Langa North Forest Reserve currently covers about 958 hectares of peat swamp forest, a small remnant of a much larger forest that was degazetted and converted for development over the last 50 years. So this forest reserve has been home to the Temuan tribe for more than 100 years, and it also supports critically endangered species such as the Malayan sun bear, the Selangor pygmy flying squirrel, and even the rare Langat red fighting fish. The reserve is now facing an unprecedented threat. The Selangor state government is proposing to degazette about 97% of the area for a mixed development project. And so we're going to discuss what's at stake with the degazettement of this forest reserve with Leela Panika, who is the director of Treat Every Environment Special, or TREES for short, and Shamsul Anak Senin, who is the chairman of the Majlis Pengurusan Community Kampung Orang Asli in Kampung Busut Baru. Welcome, both of you. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
So let's get straight to it. We've been hearing a lot about the Kuala Langat North Forest Reserve in the press, of course. There's a concerted effort to get this reserve protected from being degazetted. Maybe Leela, you can start off by explaining why this area is so important. You know, what are the ecological functions that it serves?
All right, our peat swamp forests are actually very important. They are an important component of the world's wetlands, mm-hmm. right? They provide a variety of benefits in the form of forestry and fisheries products, energy, flood mitigation, water supply, and groundwater recharge. Mm-hmm. In the case of the Kuala Langat North Forest Reserve, it is the water catchment forest for the Klang and Langat River basins. Mm-hmm. So, if you're going to clear this 900 over hectare forest, we have to look at the consequences, and that is what we are not provided by the Selangor State Government. When the degazettement notice came out, all we were provided was this map that indicated the area, the size, and that we were given 30 days to send our objections.
Objections, that's right.
Right? And they qualified that as well by saying only residents from Kuala Langat could send in their objections. Mm-hmm. So the problem is you want people to send in an objection, but the only thing you provide them is a map.
Yeah.
So where are they going to get information about the area? Mm-hmm. The people managing the forests are who is it that is managing the forests? Who have been running? Who have been conducting studies and all that? It is the government departments and the state government. So why are we not provided access to all this information? If you want us to object, you should provide that to the people so that people understand and know why it's important.
Mm-hmm. So that they are informed.
Right. And at the moment, we're not given that. So what is happening is that everybody is trying to ask each other, do you have any information on the forest? How can we do? Because when you look at it, when you look at public sentiment, my goodness, it's amazing the number of people in, not only in Kuala Langat, but in Selangor, and I think maybe even Malaysia, who have saying, why are they degazetting 930.93 hectares of forest?
Mm-hmm. 97% of it.
97% of it. What's going to be left, mm-hmm. right? And I think there needs to be answers. There needs to be information. And what you've done is it's 900 over hectares, and you're giving people only 30 days to provide to submit their objections, mm-hmm. right? Such an important forest, and you're only giving us 30 days. You're not giving us the information. We would also like to know what process have you gone through to determine that we would like to degazette it. Because he's saying this is the second phase of the whole degazettement process. Did you carry out studies? Did you do an EIA? Did you do a social impact assessment? What did you do to even convince you? If someone sent you a proposal, did they provide supporting information about why this forest can be degazetted and mixed development allowed.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, what's at stake, I suppose, if you remove all that 97% of the forest, you know, what's at stake for the people involved, for the, you know, the flora, the fauna, you know, everything in that surrounding area as well. Yeah.
Yes, I agree. Because also when you look at it, Kuala Langat is a big district. Mm-hmm. It's 85,770 hectares in size. And it supports a population of 322,400 people. Mm-hmm. All right? Now, but how much of it is forest reserves? 7,467.54 hectares currently.
Okay.
So you have 85,000 hectares, and out of that, only 7,400 over is forest reserve. And now you're saying that you want to remove 930 hectares from it. The 7,000 over hectares already make up only 9.01% of the land area of Kuala Langat. Mm-hmm. By removing the Kuala Langat North Forest Reserve, you are going to reduce that from 9.01 to 7.89%. So the whole of Kuala Langat district, only 7.89% is going to be forest reserve.
That's right.
Yeah. And the and where are you replacing that forest reserve? You're not replacing it in Kuala Langat. You're replacing, as the Menteri Besar had mentioned yesterday, he mentioned three different sites, and they are all not in Kuala Langat. Mm-hmm. So what we are asking is, you are saying that only the people of Kuala Langat can submit an objection, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And yet, when they replace the forest, they're not going to replace it in Kuala Langat. Is that fair?
That's right.
They are going to have a problem with their water because their water catchment forest is going. What is the impact on the River Klang and the River Langat basins? We don't know. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to take this action, it is only right that you provide all this information to the people of Kuala Langat.
Mm-hmm. So I just want to unpack that a little bit, right? Because the Selangor MB has said that the state government, like you mentioned, you know, it plans to replace the degazetted forest with a bigger area of forest, right? And that the combined area of the new reserves will span at least 1,092 hectares. So, okay, so let's just unpack everything he said. He mentioned options like a 308.62 hectare plot in Sungai Panjang, which is in Sabah Bernam, and a second 606.88 hectare plot in the same area, and also another 190.28 hectare plot in Buloh Telo, which is in Ampang Pecah. So he said that not only were these peat forests of better quality, but that gazetting the Sungai Panjang plot would enable it to be merged with the existing Raja Musa Forest Reserve. Am I correct? And enlarging what was already the largest peat forest in the peninsula. I mean, it sounds wonderful. But I suspect there are some things that need to be unpacked there.
Yes. First of all, when you look at the information that was provided yesterday, one of the reasons they said was that there was degraded forest, mm-hmm. and 40% of it is degraded. Mm-hmm. But we question the map that was shown, because when you look at it, it was a map that was taken in 2014.
Right.
And now it's 2020. What is the actual situation on the ground? Mm-hmm. In October 2014, GEC was asked to work with forestry to help control the forest fires, mm-hmm. right?
Because there were fires.
Right, there were fires before that, all right? And because of and this particular fire in 2014 happened because it was one of the worst droughts. And I think many of us remember it because we had water rationing.
That's right.
Right. Yeah, right. Yes. So GEC started working on it with the forestry department and with the Orang Asli, mm-hmm. right? And since they started work on it from 2015 till now, there have been no fires except for one particular year when there was development on the opposite side, and a fire started, but it was put out within 7 days. Mm. So we are also wondering, what are these bushfires that the Menteri Besar is talking about? We have the records, And to say that we have to clear it because of the bushfires,
yeah.
I don't think that's very correct. The second thing is that you talked about that there's no trees and the degraded area.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at it, there has been active replanting going on there. The Orang Asli have been working with GEC for the last 5 years, and it's been a very active community effort.
Mm.
You know, GEC has been working very hard with the community, talking to them about how to do it, and the Orang Asli community has wholeheartedly got involved in it, right? And they have started planting. And if you actually go there on the ground, the 40%, you see a regenerating forest that is between 8 to 10 feet tall, trees. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they all are flowering at the moment. So we're wondering, where did our Menteri Besar get the information
mm-hmm.
that there are no trees there?
Mm-hmm.
And now he's only said that 40% of the forest is degraded forest.
That's right.
60% of that forest, if you go and look at it, is high conservation value forests.
Mm.
You've got beautiful Meranti Bunga trees that are critically endangered. You've got, because we have got photographs of all the trees, a lot of the trees there. And it's beautiful forests. So who is giving this information to the Menteri Besar that the forest, the Kuala Langat North Forest Reserve is degraded forest?
Mm-hmm.
I think we are actually quite shocked. And the thing is, the community, the NGOs, the forestry department, everyone has been working together to regenerate this forest that was degraded maybe in 2014. And there's been a lot of effort being put in. You know, they've had replanting campaigns with a lot of the community outside. People have come and planted the trees because they said, we have to do something for the environment, and they've come.
Mm.
Now, what are you going to tell all these people, all the school children that came, all the corporates that came? Thank you for planting for the last 5 years. Now we're going to clear the forest. What kind of message are you giving to everyone?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something the Selangor State Government has to consider as well.
And I want to talk to you, Encik Shamsul, because I do know that the forest has been home to the Temuan tribe, which you are part of, right, for over 100 years. Why is this land so important to you?
Hutan simpan Kuala Langat Utara penting bagi masyarakat kami, orang asli di sini. Sebabnya dari segi tradisi, masyarakat orang asli mempunyai tarian sewang yang unik, di mana kami, masyarakat orang asli, memerlukan aksesori seperti selepang dan daun tenan yang diperolehi daripada hutan simpan Kuala Langat Utara. Dari segi ekonomi pula, masyarakat orang asli mempunyai kebun kelapa sawit yang penting bagi mencari punca pendapatan. Utama, jika hutan simpan Kuala Langat Utara dimusnahkan, tanaman kelapa sawit milik kami akan kehilangan semua airnya.
Okay, and so I mentioned that, you know, Temuan tribe have been there for more than 100 years. So, I mean, how many generations have been, you know, calling this forest home?
Okay, masyarakat orang asli di kampung orang asli Busur Baru berpindahan daripada projek KLIA berada di berhampiran hutan simpan Kuala Langat, dipindahkan sejak tahun 1993.
Mm-hmm.
Bagi mereka yang lama tinggal di berhampiran tersebut seperti di kampung Pulau Kempas, Bukit Ceding, Bukit Kecil, telah tinggal di situ sejak bergenerasi, tujuh generasi.
Mm-hmm. Tujuh generasi.
Okay.
And the Menteri Besar has said that, you know, that no indigenous villages would be affected by the proposed degazettement. He explained that the government's proposal had taken their settlements into account and had deliberately applied to degazette areas away from them. So, you know, even though he's come out to say all these things, you know, there is going to be consequences to the Orang Asli, to the Temuan tribes, if they lose this area. Am I correct? And what sort of impact is that going to have on them?
apa yang Menteri Besar Selangor nyatakan tersebut tidak benar, di mana masyarakat kami dengan hutan tidak boleh dipisahkan. Hutan ialah kawasan rayau bagi orang asli dan tempat tinggal kami juga, di mana dari segi akta orang asli kami boleh berada di dalam hutan tersebut. Jika hutan dimusnahkan, kami orang asli akan menerima impak yang sangat teruk, di mana dari segi hutan dan orang asli akan menyebabkan kebudayaan kami hilang dan musnah. Hutan dan orang asli perlu seiring dan dipertuturkan untuk generasi akan datang.
What message would you like to send out to our listeners, to everyone who's listening? You know, what would your message be?
Sebagai wakil masyarakat komuniti orang asli Temuan di Hutan Simpan Kuala Langat Utara, kami menyeru masyarakat di Selangor dan khasnya di masyarakat di Kuala Langat bersama-sama membantah penyewataan Hutan Simpan Kuala Langat Utara ini dalam masa yang diberi.
So the campaign is ongoing, and Lila, you know, there's a whole coalition of you that are working together. I mean, tell me a little bit about that. Tell me what we need to do, even though we're not Kuala Langat residents. What can everybody do to get involved and to make sure that this forest reserve is not degazetted?
Right. Seven of us came together, seven environmental organizations. We came together. We've actually, many of us have worked together before in other campaigns and everything. And why did we come together was that we were very concerned that Selangor was going to lose a very important peat swamp forest that is rich in biodiversity and is home to the indigenous community, the Orang Asli. And we were very, very concerned. And you're talking 900 over hectares. That is huge. So we said, we need to work together. So that's why we formed a loose coalition of seven NGOs and made up of the Center for Orang Asli Concerns Malaysia, COAC, GRASS Malaysia, Global Environment Center, GEC, Kuasa, Persatuan Aktivis Sahabat Alam, and then Malaysian Nature Society, Sahabat Alam Malaysia, and TREES, Street Area Environment Special. So the seven of us got together. And what we've been trying to do is, one of the things people have to get is information. You cannot say, I'm membantah for the sake of membantah. You have to have facts.
That's right.
Which is, I think, one of the things that Menteri Besar said. He mentioned that to date, they have received over 2,000 objections, but many of them were based on sentiment. That means they said, I membantah, but there was no supporting information, which is one of the things that I had mentioned to you. Where are we going to get that information if not from the government first, right? So from our records, from what we have seen, and because we've been running this campaign, we believe that actually more than 10,000 have actually sent in their objections in the last few days. So again, we question the figures that have been given, and we also know the feeling on the ground. There is, I mean, when you compare with previous campaigns, we've been in quite a number.
Unfortunately.
Yes, unfortunately. And it has been heartbreaking. To tell you frankly, there are times when you say, do you really want to continue? Because you fight so hard. Against all odds, you get all the information, the justification, the importance. And one of the things is that water is so important. They say in another 20 years' time, wars will be fought over water.
That's right.
And we are such a lucky nation. We are tropical, we have water, we have forests. And yet now you're hearing about so many states having water problems. Why? Because we are not managing our resources properly. And for a while we thought that Selangor was, but what message are you giving now, right? So when you look at what's going on social media, the reporting by the press, the comments by people on online media, and one, it's anger that this forest is going. Two, what's happening? Why are you doing this? We have to get together. And the fact that, you know, in 4 or 5 days, 12,000 people sent objection letters. When we did, for example, the campaign against the EKV, after 1 month, we were lucky, we only got something like 16,000 people sending the petition and everything. Mm-hmm. But looking at what's happening now, there's a groundswell of, you know, of people just coming together and saying, no, we are not happy about this. And they are actually, and they also know that you cannot just membantah for the sake of membantah. Mm. They are getting information. They are asking each other. People are asking, can you please provide information for me so that I, when I send my surat bantahan, there are facts behind it.
Yep.
All right? So we, as a coalition, we are trying our best. We are trying to provide the facts. And we are also trying to also say, what is correct and what isn't. Because at the end of the day, we must make sure that accurate information is provided to the people as well.
That's right.
And so that's what we're doing. We've set up a Facebook page. We're going to set up an online campaign to make it easier for people to actually send in their objection letters and everything. Mm. And what we are concerned now is that there's so many people sending their objections by email.
That's right.
Just hope that the email addresses that people are sending it to can handle the volume of emails that are coming in.
Right.
All right? So one of the things we are saying when we do our online campaign is that we're asking them to CC to us. So that is CC to us so that we can print out all the letters and we will then also submit it with soft copies to the government as well, to make sure that whoever objects, their voice is heard. And that's also that's another reason why we set up the coalition, to have a stronger voice and to make sure that, to also provide a stronger voice for the objections as well.
Okay.
And many people have actually been getting in touch with us to get information and everything, and they are always welcome to get in touch with us. Whoever has not heard of the Coalition for the Protection of Selangor's Forests, they can get in touch with us.
Okay, and it's not too late that you can still go online and sign the petition and also to voice out your protest, I suppose, right?
We have an online petition and we have sent the people of Selangor because we feel that our forest reserves are our state's resources, our heritage. Mm. And everyone in Selangor should be able to send in on, to state how they feel.
That's right.
That we should conserve it. An opportunity should be given, right?
To everyone,
it shouldn't be limited.
Mm.
Because when you talk about it, the Kuala Langat North Forest Reserve, it actually borders Sepang, right? Right across the road, you have, you know, is Sepang, is Putrajaya, and then you also have Klang on the other side. So, and some of these areas are just 100 meters, but they are not allowed to send in their objections because they are not from Kuala Langat.
Yeah.
So we should not limit it to the district.
Mm-hmm.
It should be for the people of Selangor. So that's why we ask the people of Selangor, sign up in our petition and sign up and say your objections.
Okay. And you mentioned a Facebook page that you guys have set up. Do you know, can we have the name of that Facebook page?
Coalition for the Protection of Selangor's Forests.
Okay. Coalition for the Protection
of Selangor's
Forests. All right. So if anybody needs information, they can just hit there.
Yes.
I'm sure there's links to the petitions and everything.
And it's also carried in each of our individual Facebook pages as well.
Okay.
So you can go to the GEC website, you can go to the TREES website, you can go to MNS, SAM, any of our websites, we're already sharing it.
Okay.
Right. Please come out because it's not only the orang asli of Kuala Langat who has to protest. It's the 300 over 1,000 residents of Kuala Langat. If you don't protest now, because that's when they hear your voice, you cannot protest when they start cutting down the trees. You've been given this time. You have to object before the 5th of March. Don't wait. Send it out. The information is there. You can copy the information and send your own letter if you want to, but just do it. Don't wait. Because if you wait, there's no forest. And it is such an important forest for the flora, for the fauna. You have endemic species there, like the Selangor pygmy flying squirrel, like the...
The Langat red fighting fish.
Yes. These are all... You can only find it there.
Yeah.
So you're never going to find it once we clear that forest again, right? So think about things like that, because the forest is not just about us. It's also for the wildlife. When you clear the forest, where's the wildlife going to go? We're not ever going to find enough. I mean, how are you going to transport anything? Yeah. And you know, when you cut down the trees, you're going to start killing everything.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for joining me today. I've been speaking to Lila Panika. She's the director of Treat Every Environment Special, or TREES, and Shamsul Anak Senin, who is the chairman of the Majlis Pengurusan Community Kampung Orang Asli Kampung Busut Baru. And we were discussing why there is an urgent need to preserve the Kuala Langat North Forest Reserve. So again, you can hit to the Facebook page, Coalition for the Protection
of Selangor's Forest.
Okay. So hit to the Coalition for the Protection of Selangor Forest Facebook page. All the information is there. And do it now. If you miss any part of this interview or any previous Earth Matters interviews, you can search for the podcast on our BFM app, available on Google Play, the App Store, and also on Spotify. This has been Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.